Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Offensive or not offensive, Tiggy? So obviously I've already apologized for calling Ranger fans fat yesterday. I shouldn't have done that. Tommy Lugauer is going up to people around the radio station and saying to them, Evan needs to apologize to you.
Why? Because they're fat?
Yeah, so he's implying that they're fat. And he just did it to Dove Kramer.
Well, I'm not implying I'm letting him know he's fat, but I'm saying I have to make amends for your mistake. I'm cleaning up your mess, so I'm going around to the fat people.
You're making it worse.
Thank you, Tiggy.
You're making it worse.
No, I'm not. Evan is the one that brought this to light about the fat people, so I'm going around to the fat Ranger fans.
Specifically about the egos. He was talking about the egos.
But it got misinterpreted.
About the bodies. But, okay, but the Post misinterpreted it. So let the Post misinterpret it.
And also, you can't go up to somebody like Dove Kramer, hello, SNY.
No,
and
don't
say
do this.
To Dove, hey, Dove, Evan needs to apologize to you. And then
Dove
says, like,
why?
Why? And Lugie's like, because you're fat and Evan insulted fat people. I didn't call Dove fat. You did.
It wasn't just Dove. It was Anthony Gallo.
What are you calling Gallo fat too?
I'm just simply cleaning up the
Gallo's
mistake.
Gallo's not fat. He's just big boned.
Sure. I'm just cleaning up the mistake that you made, my friend. As usual, by the way. I've been doing that for the last 5 years.
Yeah, but you're not cleaning up a mistake. You're calling people fat, which is mean.
No. I'm just pointing out to the larger people here that, Evan is on this basically crusade of calling people fat. Has he apologized to you? And by the way, Dove said, no, he hasn't. I go, well, I'll make sure he does it.
And you know what Dove said to me?
What?
Dove called me over and said, I'm so deeply offended by Tommy Lugauer. Right. I said, why? And he said, because he called me fat. So you're now calling people mean names.
No, again,
I didn't call anybody
fat. No, now
fat.
You're like the New York Post. You're misinterpreting my mission here.
Fat. Are you believing and reading everything in the New York Post?
Yeah, why?
Do you believe everything you read?
You don't think Travis Kelce dropped $15,000 on a Valentine's Day gift? You're telling me it's hyperbole in the Post?
That's a cheap ring for him. That's a cheap ring for
him. I was going to say, he got away scot-free on that one.
Holy crap.
That's what it said. That was the article. $15,000, $13,000.
Yeah, but in fairness, $15,000 on a Valentine's Day gift.
Yes.
Not an engagement gift.
I mean, but aren't they getting married?
Well, that's the rumor from some other publication.
Shouldn't there be another zero there?
So he's got to go $150,000?
I mean, does he not?
I think the rule of an engagement ring, I remember reading this when I was proposing,
it's like
is that
something
it's,
of your salary.
Yeah, it's some portion of your salary. Now,
I forget. No.
Our salaries aren't public, luckily. But Travis Kelce, like, we know what he makes. All you got to do is Google it.
Right.
What's Travis Kelce making? $10 million a year? Is that a fair estimate?
Well, they are the two highest paid. They are the highest paid quarterback and tight end.
Yeah, but I'm taking Pat out of this. Pat's not buying. You know, doesn't need to do this.
They're the highest paid quarterback and tight end in NFL history.
That's fine, but what is Travis Kelce?
Travis Kelce signed a 4-year, $57.25 million deal. So in 2023, he was paid $10 million.
So I was right about the
$10 million in cash.
All right, $11 million. Now, if you Google
his career,
what should you spend on an engagement ring? Isn't it like 3 paychecks or something like that?
Yeah.
So how many paychecks do you get as an NFL player, former NFL player?
Well, now you get 18.
You get 18.
So let's do 11 million. 11 million divided by 18.
By the way, this is disrespectful. That's that we're going through what Travis Kelce needs to pay.
And $11,000.
Right.
Times 3.
So it's like 1.2 million.
He needs to spend 1.8. million dollars.
Damn, $1.8 million for a ring.
$1.8 million. I missed the zero. I put one zero on. It needs to be another one.
Damn. Anyhow, let me get to some baseball stuff because it is fascinating that it is February 20th and we still remain with the Boris Five being free agents. And the Boris Five I'm referring to are Jordan Montgomery, Matt Chapman, J.D. Martinez, and Blake Snell.
Most people leave out J.D. Martinez, and it's just the four.
I include him only because I want him as a Met fan, so I include him on the list. But Blake Snell, obviously coming off a Cy Young year, has created kind of this interest amongst Yankee fans over the last week or so that, hey, maybe his price will fall enough for him to be a New York Yankee.
But it's not going to fall.
Well, there's two things here. I don't think it will fall, but also, even if it does fall, he will not be a New York Yankee, and I will tell you why. Okay?
Why?
It is very simple math. The New York Yankees right now are at the Steve Cohen tax. That's where their payroll resides. So what does that mean for anybody listening at home? What that means is anybody they sign, they not only have to pay, but then they have to pay 110%
yes.
in tax. So let me put this in perspective, because one of the thoughts that some Yankee fans has had is, well, maybe Blake Snell's price comes down and you can get him on a short-term deal that pays him a lot of money. That's not exactly what Hal wants to do.
That actually makes it worse.
It makes it worse. Because if you sign Blake Snell, let's just say to a one-year deal, and I agree, I don't think that'll happen, which I'll explain in a few minutes. 1 year, $40 million. That means you have to pay Blake Snell $80 million.
Mm-hmm.
Or I should say,
84.
The cost of Blake Snell would be $84 million. 40 to Blake, and then 44 in tax. Now, I get it. If you're a Yankee fan out there right now, and God bless you, because I would think the same thing. Who cares what Hal Steinbrenner has to pay in tax? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. I felt that way about Joe Tsai. I feel that way about Steve Cohen. Hey, we're the customers. We want to win. Who gives a damn about his tax
bill? And you're making a lot of money. We just don't know how much, but we know it's a lot of money.
100%. And I think we'd all agree that while the New York Yankees should be a playoff team and the Yankees are a World Series contender, the Yankees have questions.
Of course.
Blake Snell or Jordan Montgomery or any starting pitcher you add would lessen the amount of questions you have. Doesn't mean you're a lock to win the World Series. Doesn't even necessarily mean you're the favorites. But what it does do is it makes you better. So I get, I'm not arguing with the Yankee fan who says, go get me Blake Snell or Jordan Montgomery. I totally get why you want them. It makes you better. But let's have an intellectual conversation. Is Hal Steinbrenner paying $84 million a year for Blake Snell?
No, he is not.
Bingo.
No, not
then you're
for
not
a year.
Signing him.
No, you're not signing him, and you're not probably not signing any of these other guys because of what you're talking about. Yes, Scott Boras might be willing to accept a shorter-term deal, but he's not signing any of these guys, four or five of them, whatever you want to consider, for less than what their value is. That's just what he does.
Right.
Like, we're into March now. Some general managers, like, you can't talk about these guys openly because you're not allowed to. So you can only allude to what you would do. A lot of people are saying, this is disruptive. Like, this doesn't make sense to bring that guy in now into camp. If we would have had interest in that player, whichever one of these five you're talking about, we've had 3 months to have conversations with them.
Yeah, but Sahidi said that the other day, and I don't buy that. I think that's just his way of trying to diminish.
And think about it's really more about the players. Like, who's willing to spend all that money? There's a couple of players. The Giants, right? Maybe. The Dodgers, but they've been exorbitant. I can't imagine that they're going to do anything else.
I think they're out. I think it's the Blue Jays, the Cubs, the Angels, teams like that. Yeah. But I don't think it's the
Rangers
Yankees.
Aren't. The Padres aren't.
Right.
These are the teams that did it in the last couple of years. So there's just not a lot of teams.
But I don't think it's the Yankees because, and trust me, I say this with respect, I hope for Yankee fans' sake I'm wrong. Because I think it's awesome. And it doesn't matter the team I root for. I take my fandom aside here. I think it's awesome when an owner says, tax be damned.
Yeah.
I want to win. So if it came out tomorrow that I am wrong with what I'm saying, and trust me, I'm not going to be wrong, but let's just say I am, and the Yankees signed Blake Snell to some kind of mega contract, whether it's long-term or short-term, either way, they got to pay that tax.
Right.
I would commend Hal Steinbrenner. I'd come out here and say, wow, Yankee fans, boy, there's been a lot of harsh things said about Hal, but boy, he came to the table here. He really is going all in. But I have a tough time believing that he's going to spend on one player double the amount of money because that's the cost.
Yeah.
Like, even
it doesn't
if they,
make sense.
Even if they, let's say, hypothetically said, you know what we're going to do? we're going to simultaneously trade Gleyber Torres, right? Hear me out on this. Mm. Gleyber makes $12 million. Let's save the money. We're not going to re-sign him anyway. We believe in Peraza. We're going to trade him. We're going to save the $12 million. And now we're going to go out and sign Blake Snell. He's still giving Blake Snell $35 million a year, which means it's $23 million, which means it's really $48 million. So follow logic here. That's what I would tell Yankee fans, and that's what I'm trying to do as a baseball fan. Follow the logic. Are they really in on any of these guys? Is Hal Steinbrenner really going to spend double the amount of money?
Yeah, but I think at this point it's just it's wishful thinking because they're still available. It's not because you're right. Like, your analysis of this is correct. It just doesn't financially make sense. Tax-wise, CBT, it doesn't make sense, but they're available. Like, they have to go somewhere.
Right.
And there's only three or four options of teams that even have close to the willingness to spend that kind of money.
Yes.
And so it's wishful thinking because it now changes your mindset about we haven't done enough. Right? We haven't done enough, Mets or Yankees or whatever fan base you're talking about, but specifically here in New York. We haven't done enough. But if we get one of these guys, we'll have done a little bit more,
yes.
And that gives us a chance to win.
Now,
even if it doesn't make much sense.
Well, here's where I agree and differ on this. So I gave you the common sense reason why there's no chance he's going to be a Yankee. But now, as a baseball fan, analyzing where the Yankees are at and understanding the New York Yankees make a crap ton of money, and they're very, very close. The Yankees are close. Right now, on February 20th, would I pick the Yankees to win the division? I'd pick them to win 95 games.
Mm-hmm.
I'd put them right there with Baltimore, who's already got an injury issue in their rotation. I would pick them to be a really good team, which means if I'm a really good team and I got Aaron Judge in his prime and I got Gerrit Cole in his prime and I got Juan Soto for 1 year, maybe more, but possibly only 1 year. More on that later as we're going to analyze what Juan Soto said yesterday. And Tiki will tell us if he has any interest in staying long term. Mm-hmm. Then I go all in. And by going all in, that's a financial commitment.
Yeah.
And what I would say to Hal, if he's listening, I know this might not be the right messenger, go all in. If you could get Blake Snell on a short-term big money deal, and yes, it's an exorbitant tax bill. I completely agree. But you know what? These opportunities don't always come around.
Right. We're in it to win it.
Right.
So if you're in it to win
it. It's kind of your philosophy with the Mets. It's just one-year deals. Get one-year deals. This has to be the same thing for the Yankees at this point. If you can do it on a one-year deal, the question is Blake Snell and or Scott Boras willing to accept that?
No.
It kicks the can down the road.
It makes no sense for him to take a one-year deal because he's coming off the freaking Cy Young.
Right.
Like, what is he going to do this year to enhance his value? And by the way, here's the fight between long-term deal and short-term deal. And I'm talking strictly from a Yankee perspective.
By the way, this could work for Montgomery.
Yeah.
But not for Snell.
Jordan Montgomery on a short-term deal?
Yes.
It could. I think there's more of a possibility that Montgomery has another big year and then cashes out next year, even though he's getting a little bit older. I think with Blake Snell, look at his track record.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and there's a risk attached to him.
Of course.
Which is why I've never been interested in giving him a long-term deal. Now, if the Yankees got him on a long-term deal, here's the positive and negative. The positive is the tax bill this year is a little bit lower because what he's making per year is less.
Yeah.
The negative is you're making kind of a risk with Blake Snell for the next 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Where you don't know what you're getting. But I look at this as this year. How can the Yankees get from where I think they are, which is a really good team that's in the mix, to being a championship caliber team? Now, here's what Scott Boras is doing real quick. And I think it's actually smart. I'll defend this guy. And by the way, Scott Boras has all of us by the you-know-whats. All of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only does he control the remaining 5 free agents that Yankee fans are interested in, he also controls Juan Soto and Pete Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to talk about a guy that's got us by the you-know-whats? Scott Boras is our king.
Right.
We should all bow down to Scott Boras. He's the real king right now because he runs everything. You want Juan Soto back, Yankee fans? Scott Boras controls it. Hey, Met fans. Hi, me included. We want Pete Alonso back? Scott Boras controls it. Can you get Scott Boras on the show, Luke, by the way?
Right.
Would we just beg him?
No pressure.
No pressure.
Yeah, no problem. 1-800-SCOTT-BORAS.
Can you get him on the air, Tiki, since you get every guest we ever get?
I don't know if I know him.
You got to track him down.
I'll try to track
him down. Why don't you flirt with him? Like, I know you have an agent right now, but just flirt with Scott. Just flirt with him.
He doesn't do media.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
He just does high-priced baseball plays?
He's working on his dopey puns that he does.
But here's why Scott, I think, is smart. Hear me out on this. Guys are about to get hurt, and I hate saying that. I really, really hate saying that, but guys are about to get hurt. We've already seen in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Guys get hurt. And when guys get hurt, and I don't want to use specific names of hypothetical injuries because that makes me feel bad, but let's say a hypothetical starting pitcher on the San Francisco Giants gets hurt. You don't think that changes that phone call you make to Scott Boras?
Of course.
And that's why Scott with the pitching can wait, because he's got that little smirk on his face, knowing I may get a team desperate.
Yeah.
All I need is my normal spring training injuries to crop up. Like,
right. An ace has a UCL every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah. You don't think that causes teams to say, oh, crap, let's get Scott on the line. He's got Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery.
Well, those teams that are going for it, yes. Not that everyone's not at this point thinking they can go for it, but there are certain teams that are, they're geared. They're going for whatever playoff extensions and runs that they're looking at. And if they lose their ace or someone close to it, they'll make a deal.
Yes.
They have to.
I would so guarantee something else on my face if Blake Snell signs with the Yankees, because I'm confident he won't because of everything I laid out. But I've already grown a beard, and I'm already growing hair, so I got nothing left.
Right.
Unless if Blake Snell signs with the Yankees, I shave my beard. Does that work?
No.
Why?
No.
Oh, because it's the opposite. I got it backwards.
Exactly.
Because I'm saying there's no chance he signs with the Yankees.
Exactly.
Crap.
You should have taken a different stance.
Let's go to Rob in Greenlawn. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. Great job. All this Snell money is just making me want to throw up. I just wanted to ask you, Evan. I've always wanted to ask you this question. With the way that starting pitching is going, with even the top guys only throwing 180 to 200 innings, do you ever see a day where things flip-flop and we make these starting pitchers come in and like the third? If a guy's only going to throw 5 or 6 innings, right, I'd rather him throw 3-9 or 4-9 than 1-6. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So like they're long, like they're closers, basically.
Yeah.
It's like they're right, the closer changes.
If your best pitcher is your ace starting pitcher, why wouldn't you want them pitching in the 8th or 9th inning? I get your point. Here's the counter to that, Rob. Huh. The counter is, what if you use an opener, which is essentially what you're saying?
Yeah, you flip the closer, make him the opener.
Right. And he gives up 5 runs in the first inning. Like you've just screwed yourself. And then you put your best pitcher on the mound. Like imagine it with the Yankees, since the Yankees have a true closer.
Yeah.
You start a game with Clay Holmes and Jonathan Loaisiga, and you're down 6-0 before you hand the baseball to Gerrit Cole.
And then there's no point to hand the baseball to Gerrit Cole.
Yeah. It is a thought, by the way, that he laid out that I have had through my mind many times now with starting pitchers not going deeper into games. Like, why not use them innings 3-9 instead of 1-3? The other thing is the starting pitcher going to start to become devalued like the running back? We've talked about running backs today and their value. And I think what we're seeing right now is that because there are so few good starting pitchers, they get paid more.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes the other way.
Yeah, it's like quarterbacks, right? If you have a quarterback that's a top-end quarterback, he's going to make $55 million a year, period. And next year it's going to be $60 million a year because the cap went up. So there are not a ton of them. There aren't 32 elite starting quarterbacks in the NFL. It's not even close. Maybe there's 15.
But that's a lot more than elite starting pitchers, because how many legitimate elite aces are there in Major League Baseball right now? I'd say it's 5 or less.
Yeah.
It's a very small number.
Yeah.
And what happens sometimes is a guy becomes one, like Walker Buehler or Sandy Alcantara, and then they get hurt and they're not one. Where they're Jacob DeGrom.
Right.
And they get, like, injuries just continue to make the turnover. That's why, imagine this world, Yankee fans. Luckily, you don't have to imagine this. Gerrit Cole was a free agent right now. Right now. He would get, like, $60 million a year. I mean, think about that.
Yeah. Jeez. I'm trying to think about it in the NFL now. There might not be 15. There might be, like, 7 or 8.
You talking about quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what the difference is? There's only 32 starting spots available.
Right. It's not 60-something.
Right. There's 150 in baseball.
Right. But, I mean, there's two. Let's say you take the top two. There's at least 60.
Yeah.
So it's different.
Let's go to Mike in New Jersey. You're on the fan, Mike.
Yeah. About the Blake Snell, why don't they defer the money?
Well, they'd have to
Like they did with Ohtani.
Yeah, they'd have to give him a long-term deal. But even in the case of Ohtani.
No, But then you don't have to pay the luxury tax thing, no?
You do, because like in Ohtani's case.
But you do at the end. It makes it so much worse.
No, but his CBT this year is like $45 million. Like, people forget that about Shohei Ohtani. Not to get in the weeds on this, but even though he's only making $2 million this year, his competitive balance tax, which is used, is what we're talking about,
yeah,
is $45 million. So even if you deferred it, you can bring the number down. Don't get me wrong. Like, right, you can make that number we just described for Snell lower. It's still not going to be like $1 million. So the Yankees are in this weird spot. And this is where I understand the Yankee fan who says, come on, Hal, just pay the stupid tax.
Yeah.
I just think, and you're more of a businessman than I am, would any businessman pay $80 million for Blake Snell?
No. No. Because you don't, you're not going to get the return that you're expecting. Like, it's diminishing at this point. Like, you could get a Cy Young year, but you also could get, I don't know, five missed starts because of injury or what, or just bad performance.
Right.
Or big stage. Instead of walking 99 batters, he walks 130.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this Cy Young winner becomes a liability, and you can't get rid of him. You're stuck. So it's just, it's risky. He's a risky signing.
Even on a one-year deal, but you're paying that premium on a one-year deal, which, again, doesn't bother me or any Yankee fan as a fan, but no owner is going to spend $80 million.
You'd almost rather sign him to a longer-term deal than a one-year deal.
Yes and no. The yes is that tax in the short term isn't that high,
yeah,
but the negative is I don't think it's worthy of worrying about now because you have a full year of Juan Soto, yeah, but a year from now he becomes a free agent, and Juan Soto is going to get a mega contract, a mega, mega, mega contract. He's going to make $45, $50 million a year.
Yeah.
And so now if you sign Blake Snell to a long-term deal and you're paying him $35 million
a year. That's the other side of it. You have to prepare for costs of goods sold, the COGS. You got to prepare for that a year before you have to spend them.
Yeah.
And next year, you have to assume that you're going to compete for Juan Soto.
Here's the issue. I think the Yankees overall, if you ask me as a baseball fan, had a pretty good offseason. They went out and added the best offensive player in baseball. Okay? That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
When you start right there, it's tough to say it was a bad offseason when you added Juan Soto.
Right. You got some other pieces. You feel fine.
But I think there are many Yankee fans that feel while it was very good, it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
And what adds to that is some of the it wasn't enough pieces are sitting right there. And it makes it difficult because Jordan Montgomery and Blake Snell would take the Yankees from a really good team to an even better team.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, and this should not be ignored, the cost of either guy is insane.
What's the number?
Because of the tax.
What's Montgomery going to be?
I think he's going to make $30 million a year.
Yeah, so it's not that far different.
It's not. And here's the other thing. I stand by the fact that Scott Boras always wins. You know, Scott Boras always wins. We like to rip him. Mm. We like to complain about him. And today we like to mock him and say, oh, look at the Boras 5. They're still out there.
Yeah, but JD might not get a deal so easily.
He's going to get
Matt Chapman might not get a deal so easily.
You don't think so?
He's 39 years old.
Who, JD Martinez? He was only getting a one-year deal.
No, Chapman.
Well, Matt Chapman ain't 39. He's younger. He's 30. He's a younger guy. And he's probably going to get what he was asking for. Like, that's the thing. At the end of the day, I still believe all of these guys I think all these guys end up getting close to what they were asking for.
Right.
Because that's what Scott Boras does. Look at his history. Look at the other guys who haven't signed till the middle of March or early March or late February. He usually gets it right.
Why have they not signed?
Because they're waiting for the deal that they want.
But they're not. They clearly aren't going to get it.
You'll see. I think they will.
But it's
that's the difference.
But
I think they will.
At this point, aren't teams' rosters kind of set?
Not really.
Like, you kind of have an idea of what you're looking to do.
They're lying to you. Like, literally, that Giants team president, and I always mess up his last name, so I apologize, Zahiri, he went on this whole rant. You were quoting him before about, well, we already got our guys. It's tough to, like, mess with that.
Well,
he's lying.
But they also don't want to spend the money.
But no, he's negotiating through the media.
Of course.
So,
yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't want to spend the money.
Right.
And
but
so,
he still may sign one of these guys.
I don't know, man. It's just we've seen the cautious tale of the Padres, who really tried.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they wanted to, we're going to take the West. We're going to do it by spending money. We're going to make prudent trades. We're going to yada, yada, yada.
They were stupid, the Padres. They didn't build their team the right way. Why'd they give Xander Bogaerts $1 billion and then move him to a different position?
I don't know.
Because they're stupid. No, I'm telling you, because they're dumb.
But did you think that Xander Bogaerts was a terrible signing?
No, I think the way they built their baseball team was stupid. It's a proof that just because you have a lot of money, and I think the Mets have certainly shown that the last couple of years, doesn't mean you're automatically going to win. Like, you have to build your team the right way. And I don't think the Padres did, quite frankly. Not my problem. I'm just saying. I'm giving you an observation.
I just think that it's easier said than done to spend other people's money. It's easy to spend someone else's $40 million.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Or whatever it is per year for one of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. Scott Boras holds the cards because he just sits. He's not. These guys aren't going to him and saying, "Hey, Scott, I'm getting nervous. Hey, Scott, you know, spring training's already is about to start. Hey, Scott, I want to be in camp." They're not saying that.
No, no.
They're just kind of like, I trust you with my life.
Yes.
And sometimes that works. Oh, actually, 90% of the time that works. 10%, you get Michael Conforto. Right? So it's one of those things that as a player, I would have trouble with it. But
well, at the end of the day, you get paid. Even if you have to wait a while.
Until you get paid.
Until you get paid. All I know is we're going to be sitting here on February 20th, 2025, thinking about where's Pete going to go? Pete Alonso. Scott Boras is going to make us wait on Pete Alonso.
You're going to be in this exact spot.
No, I know.
Because he's not signing anywhere.
The first guy that Scott Boras is going to have sign next year is Juan Soto. That will get done in a decent amount of time because he sets the trend of next year's free agency. He is far and away the best player available.
Yes.
And whether it's re-signing
now,
with the Yankees.
Do you think that gets done quickly or it's going to take time?
I wouldn't say because quickly, it won't happen in February. I can tell you that right now.
It's a humongous number.
Yeah, but I think Scott, everybody wants him. Scott puts his you-know-what's on the table, says, all right, bidding on Juan Soto begins, and there's no hesitation.
Yeah.
And then he gets the highest bid, and that will start the offseason. So we won't be here next year at this time waiting on Juan Soto. I think that will kind of kick off the offseason, similarly to the way Ohtani kicked off this offseason.
But doesn't it eliminate teams immediately? Like I think that's also what we're dealing with, is that teams got eliminated, or at least the Dodgers did, got eliminated because they spent so much money on two players.
Yeah, but he's the one guy everybody's going to want. He's the best player in one of the best players
in
baseball.
No, I'm talking about for this season. This season. Mm-hmm. And then the Padres were out of it. The Giants, who knows what they're actually thinking. The Yankees and the Mets are, I mean, they seriously feel like they're just resetting.
Right.
Like, at least monetarily. Not like the whole team, but you know what I mean. They're just like re-looking at their money situation. The Yankees have been non-committal on big numbers for a while, except for Judge. And so, he's sitting right now with five players that want top dollar.
Yes.
And there's nowhere for them to go for top dollar.
Right now there's nowhere, but they will end up somewhere. And they'll probably get close to what they're asking for. We'll see. Write it down.
I don't know. How?
Because he ends up always getting it.
I know. Just because he always does it doesn't mean that he's going to do it this time.
All you need is one owner.
Especially because all of these guys have like some issue. Like there's something that's not quite perfect.
No, I get you.
Right?
I get you.
Whether it's the money or whether it's injury history, whether it's age, whatever it is, there's something that's not quite perfect.
Yes.
And so it just feels like an overplay, even though I'm probably wrong.
Let's go to Kendrick in Suffern, New York. What's up, Kendrick?
Hey, guys. You know, I had this very similar conversation during the Lugauer Saturday night with Tommy.
Look at you calling the Lugauer.
Yeah, well, you know what? Tommy did a good job.
Nice.
And I appreciated the drop. I got a few texts about that, and I'm always listening to the fan. You know.
Nice.
So, you know, Scott Boras is playing chess right now, and Evan, you alluded to it. He's got two guys in the New York market, Pete Alonso and Juan Soto, and you just hit on it. Soto's going to be the first domino to fall next year during free agency.
Yeah.
And that puts the Mets in a tough spot, because if they go all in for Soto, you push Pete to the side, and once again, you're upsetting your star. And if you, you know, miss on Soto, now you really have to overpay for Pete. So here's something that I've been thinking about as a Met fan, Evan. I don't know if you love the guy, but I think if you want to play chess with Boras, this is the move. Go look at Bellinger while the price might be low. And I'll tell you why. If you get
But do you
in,
trust him? Kendrick, do you trust Cody Bellinger? He had some, he had a couple of bad seasons, and now he rebounded last year. But do you trust that?
So, Tiki, I think to answer it is yes,
yeah.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
When he came on the scene and won Rookie of the Year, you know who won MVP that year?
No, remind
Cody
me.
Bellinger. Mm. Cody Bellinger. Last year, they both had really strong seasons. In 2020, that 60-game season, they both, you know, had a throwaway year. I know
right.
Bellinger got hurt.
Yep.
But the other thing is, and I've been looking at the numbers, Bellinger plays 85% of his games. Mm-hmm. Pete, I know, is a stud, 96% of his games.
But I'm confused. Hold on, Kendrick. You got to explain to me. What is the reasoning for the Mets going hard after Cody Bellinger right now?
So here's why. He's a Boras guy.
Right.
And you show Pete, you say, listen, buddy, Bellinger just came off of an MVP caliber year. I know he's in the top 10 of the voting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What more can Pete prove? This isn't Judge. This isn't Aaron Judge, where he had an injury history
right.
and he came off with a historic season. Pete's
right.
going to hit 45 home runs. Pete's going to hit 110 RBIs. Pete's going to hit 250. He's going to have an OBP of 340. Nothing's going to change.
Probably
this year.
Right. Probably.
He's only.
No, I think you're making a good point. You're making a good point.
Well, I don't know how good of a point it is. Like, what does signing Cody Bellinger do?
No, you think that's going to
impress Pete Alonso? I don't get it.
Evan, so the thing is, the only thing that's going to change for Pete from this year to next year is that he's going to be 1 year older.
I agree with that. That part, I agree with you.
If you get Bellinger 8 years, $200 million, what more could Pete ask for? Maybe 8 years, $230 million? You kind of set the market for what Pete could ask for if Bellinger comes
I like the creative thinking. I don't think it works that way. Mm. I don't think paying Cody Bellinger is going to change Boras's ask for Pete Alonso at all. I don't think it changes it at all.
Are they not related?
I don't think they're related in any way.
Well, why not? Because of
I think the
consistency of Pete.
I think Pete's been more consistent throughout his career. Like, the height of Cody Bellinger has been incredibly high. But Cody Bellinger, for 2-3 years, looked like he stunk.
Yeah, true. But
he couldn't be an everyday player. He was benched in the postseason.
But I also feel like the biggest issue, not that we're talking about the core five or the Boras five, Pete's going to be one next year of that group. Who knows how many is going to be. But the challenge is going to be, what's he worth? Like, what's the number? Right? Is it the first baseman number? I don't think it is.
No, I don't think he's looking at that.
Or is it the hitter number? Right, which puts him in the category with, say, Juan Soto.
Mm.
But we know Juan Soto is an infinitely better hitter.
Yes.
Right? So you're not going to get anywhere close to the 5 or 6 or whatever it's going to be. And he's 31 years old. It makes it really hard to determine what the correct number is.
Well, that's probably why he's getting a free agency. If they can't come even close to a correct number now, that's why he's getting a free agency. But let me give you another example of a guy, and I remember this was the moment.
It's a lot of risk for Pete. I'm just thinking about this out loud. Like, if he has a bad season, and it's just like, he just didn't look like he didn't look the same.
Well, was last year a bad season?
No, of course not.
He had 217.
I know, but he smashed. He had 118 RBIs and
good
50.
That means
home
Pete
runs.
Alonso can't have a bad season. What's a bad season for Pete Alonso?
But what if he hits 30 home runs, right? What if he misses games because of whatever issue?
I understand, but he hasn't done that in his career.
I understand, but I know.
You're saying he has more risk in free agency than the game.
I feel like there's a lot of risk for him right now.
Yeah, I get you, which is a part of why I'd be more aggressive in trying to sign him. But just back to Boras real quick on why I think at the end of the day all these guys are going to get paid. Chris Bryant. Remember Chris Bryant when he got the free agency?
Yes.
Met fans were hoping that they were going to swoop in and sign Chris Bryant as a Scott Boras guy. He signed in the middle of March. Mm. The middle of March. We're talking about a month from now. His press conference was at spring training. And he got 7 years, $182 million, which was essentially what he wanted. So what Scott Boras reminds everybody, whether you're a Yankee fan, a Met fan, or just a baseball fan in general, is that for the most part, not always, he gets what he wants, even if it takes until the middle of March. That's what he does.
I get it.
In the case of some of his clients right now, two things with the Yankees. Number one, I don't think you're getting any of these guys on what they call pillow contracts. And B, even if you did, the tax is going to be so high that I have a really tough time believing Hal Steinbrenner would be willing to pay that kind of tax. And if your argument as a Yankee fan is, well, he should, fine, I'm with you. He's a billionaire owner. The Yankees are industry. They're U.S. Steel. Money should never be an object in a win-now season. I don't disagree with you, but I have to call like it is, like I do about any team in this town, including my own. And when it comes to the Yankees, I think it's virtually impossible to imagine a scenario where Hal Steinbrenner pays Blake Snell $37 million in salary and another $40 million in tax. He's not spending $75 million on Blake Snell. No way. We'll come back and get your calls, 877-337-6666. A lot going on. Ranger fans are still upset that I rained on their February Stanley Cup parade. The Giants have a big decision to make on Saquon Barkley. And the Yankee fan is realizing there's no shot Blake Snell's a Yankee. I've had a breakthrough with my beard that I've been growing for the last 4 months out of loyalty to Pete Alonso. I said I would not shave till Pete Alonso gets extended by the Mets, which may take me another 8 or 9 months. But I've hated growing this ferret on my face. But this morning, and I've been doing it throughout the morning and day, I continue to pet myself.
What?
And it feels very good.
What do you mean pet? Like just
look,
rub it?
I'm petting my beard, and it's a little prickly.
Like you're thinking.
Yeah. I kind of like it. It feels good. It's smooth.
It's like you're 13 all over again, Evan.
Have you started using the beard shampoo and the beard butter?
I haven't.
I have, I don't think it's beard butter or shampoo, but I've got something I put on my beard, and it makes it a little smoother. But I'm actually starting to like touch it.
Yeah.
Like touching it is kind of fun.
All right.
So that's starting to warm me up
again,
the beard a little bit.
Like a teenager again. And your hair looks great today, by the way. No joke. It really does. Whatever you did today, it's working for you.
So it was very difficult.
Some time. That's what it was.
I did spend some time. It was very difficult for this guy to do it, but I really appreciated it. So I'll say it on the air how much it meant to me.
Wait, someone else did it?
There was a guy. No. There was a guy who complimented me today. And I could see as he was complimenting me, he didn't really want to do it, but it came from the bottom of his heart. No, Tiki heard it. And that is, of course, my coworker, your former partner, Brandon Tierney.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon looks at me, and I think at times he looks at me as like that, you know, that dope he would throw in the locker back in high school.
Totally.
But this was the first time where he looked at me up and down like he was checking me out. And he said, Evan, I can't believe I'm saying this. And I'm like, oh, what's going on here? I think he wants to hook up. And he says, this is the first time I think I've ever seen you look, dare I say, stylish. And I could see it was painful for him to even say.
Yes.
But BT called it like it is.
But he was talking about your hair.
He was talking about, I think he was talking about the whole thing.
But the whole look.
The whole look.
And not just bearded, long-haired Evan. His entire history on this planet, I think BT was covering. Right? This is the first time ever.
I'm telling you, if that thing gets like down to shirt level, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's really down there.
Yeah.
It's going to be so badass.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Like, I think I'm starting to warm up to it.
Good.
I think
all you got to do is make sure your wife doesn't kick you out of the bed.
I know. That's the issue. I had two moments today that warmed me up to it. Feeling it and how good it feels. And then BT's very kind words. Like those two things are starting to make me think, you know what? Maybe I got something going on with the beard. By the way, completely unrelated, but I thought of you, Tiki.
Yes.
I didn't think of Loogie or Rosie as much, but I thought of you. You and I have something in common.
Which is?
An appreciation for space.
Mm.
An appreciation for NASA.
Yes.
NASA is working on going to Mars. You may have heard.
Mm.
They are looking for volunteers.
No, thank you.
I haven't even finished. I thought you were a space guy.
I am, but what are you doing when you get there?
What?
You can't land on the planet.
See, he didn't even let me finish. He doesn't even know what it is.
Go ahead.
You're not going to the planet.
Please tell me.
They're looking for volunteers to spend an entire year, 1 year, living in a simulated version of Mars.
Oh, that's boring.
So it's a surface mission on a 3D habitat. It's called the Mars Dune Alpha. And basically, you got to grow your own food. That's right. You got to grow your own food. And you've got to live under what would be the conditions of Mars for 1 year.
But you're on Earth.
You are on Earth.
In a simulation.
In a simulation.
That if you decide to quit, you could just get out of.
I don't know if that works
that
way.
And you're not actually given the title of astronaut.
Well, here's what I've been told, or at least what I've read, because I'm sort of interested. If I didn't have kids and a wife, I think I would sign up for this. And if the architect promised I could have my job back in a year, which is not happening. I leave for a year, I'm dead, trust me. I ain't coming back.
All right, think about the early astronauts, Apollo 8 and 11.
Yeah.
Like, they had families. This thing could have blown up on the launch
pad. But I'm not an astronaut. I would just be a volunteer. And they don't reveal how much they pay you, which I know would be a big factor to a lot of us, because guys behind the glass like Rosie and Loogie, they don't have kids. Rosie has nobody. Loogie's at least married. But I could see his wife, who I know, she's a wonderful woman, saying to Tommy, she actually calls him Thomas.
Thomas.
Wow, you could bring in that kind of money? Mm. Okay, go away for a year.
I'll see you in a year.
Well, you said volunteer.
Yeah.
Doesn't that imply no money?
No. It's a volunteer, but they will pay you. So it's a volunteer in that they're not forcing anyone to do it. You're volunteering your services, but they would give you a stipend for your work.
But we don't know where this is. I would think it's like Sahara Desert, maybe. Like, it's got to be the Utah Dunes, maybe.
Well, I don't know where it is, but you're not outside. Like, you're in a area that is simulating Mars.
Oh, so you're in an indoor, like, dome.
Yeah. But, yeah, because they're simulating Mars.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Mars does not have an atmosphere.
Okay.
So...
So there's no air?
So you're going to have to be in a suit.
I guess so, yeah.
For a year.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Okay.
Why are you laughing like that? So you wouldn't do it is what you're saying.
I'm just saying. I think it would be very uncomfortable and smelly and not very, I don't know, appealing. Especially because you're on Earth.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. I've learned about it, okay? Each mission involves a 4-person volunteer crew living and working inside a 1,700-square-foot 3D-printed habitat based at NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston. So you're in Houston, but again, you're inside in 1,700-square-foot habitat. The habitat simulates the challenges of a mission to Mars, which includes resource limitations, equipment failures, communication delays, and other environmental stressors, according to NASA.
So this is once you're on the planet.
This is once you're on this fake planet. The crew tasks include simulated spacewalks, robotic operations,
okay, how do you
habitat maintenance, exercise, and crop growth.
How do you simulate weightlessness?
That's their problem. They'll tell me how to do it.
I mean, you just can't do it. You can't go up and down, do the parabolic ride in the airplane over and over and over again.
So you're not interested in this?
No.
$1 million.
This sounds ridiculous.
$1 million.
No, I have... family. Okay. Kids.
Watch this game. Now we're going to have some fun. Loogie, $100,000.
I'm in. $100,000? I was going to say Teak will put you in the Hall of Fame or something, but here's the other thing.
You would accept $100,000. You go away for a year.
$100,000 for a year?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to sit here for less. I mean, so number
That's
one.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. And hang out with you guys. Number one, another thing I read here, you have to be a non-smoker.
Yes.
So apparently you can't rip a heater on Mars. And number two, Evan, you better hope Aaron Rodgers doesn't see this article because you won't have a quarterback next year. This guy would love to spend a year in darkness on Mars. So you better hope the word doesn't get out to Aaron. But yeah, I would do $100,000.
You need to be between the ages of 30 and 55, so they are discriminating against anyone who's too old.
I am.
And anybody who's too young.
Or too young.
30 to 55, he's right. You cannot be a smoker, and you need to be proficient in English, which I may not be that applied for.
Proficient in English?
Yeah, I guess speak English well.
No, and you have to have a master's in engineering, math, biology.
Oh, crap.
I was a communication major. Oh, I did basket weaving.
That ruins the fun.
But you do it for $100,000, right?
$100,000? Absolutely.
What would your wife say? Would your wife be okay? You go away for an entire year, you come back with $100,000.
You're married, right? She'd be like, enjoy.
My wife would not say that.
No, she
different,
didn't.
You have kids. We don't even have a hamster. Nah, she'd be like, you could leave.
It's not even that. My wife adores me so much, she doesn't want me away ever. She loves me.
Can you communicate with your loved ones?
It doesn't sound like you can.
No,
really?
Hell no.
You can't send like a carrier pigeon?
Right.
You can't score.
You're on
Instagram?
Mars. There are no pigeons.
You're not on Mars.
But you're on Mars.
Yeah, but guys, you are on Mars because you're trying to simulate it so that when we send people to Mars, that you can't say, well, oh, no, hold on, time out. Whoa. Like you're Zach Morris in the middle of a Saved by the Bell episode. Time out. Let me go call.
You're telling me there's no Wi-Fi on Mars? Come on.
I think they want a full one-year simulation.
I wonder if they, like, mess around with you and they put, like, people in alien suits to walk around
there
and really try to
no
mentally.
Aliens.
Why did you allow his mic to go
on
there?
Mars?
I put this on you, bro.
Aliens.
I put this
there
on you.
There is no life on Mars.
Because now you got Tiggy in a
And do you realize how far the the next galaxy is away.
Oh my god!
And if they came anywhere close to, have you heard? You've seen the Voyager picture?
Yeah, of course, love it.
Of the pale blue dot.
Yeah,
they would not even notice us.
Loogie, I hate
your
guts for this.
How do you know they wouldn't notice us?
You would. It's just a dot.
Now
it's
look at this.
It's a pale dot.
Listen to this conversation.
The only reason the Voyager saw
it's another Tiki Barber rabbit hole.
It's so infinitesimally small.
Oh my god!
That an alien would find our planet. They'd have to find us.
You don't think there's any life on Mars?
I'm serious. Please shut your mic off and go away now. I love you. You're a good friend.
There are no aliens.
You're a good man.
And if there are, they're never going to find us.
Okay. See, and now he's getting me riled up. I can't respond. I don't want to respond. He's obviously wrong, but please never bring that up. Was that lame joke worth it? Like,
touching,
does it make
it
you feel better?
And by the way, if they did come here, their technology would have to be so superior to us. They would look at us as ants.
Okay.
Like, we don't have the technology to leave our solar system.
I know. And guess what? By the way, speaking of this whole thing, just to bring it back, we're never even going to Mars. Like, we're doing this simulation to think we're going to Mars. I'll make you this long-term bet. We are never going to Mars.
We could go to an asteroid, though.
Never happen. Going to what?
An asteroid.
Well, that'd be fun.
Right.
Go for a nice free ride.
No, you just mine it.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyhow, let's go to... I gotta go somewhere else right now.
There's just valuable minerals.
I'm sure there is. I don't mind doing that.
All right, there you go.
Let's go to Scott in Jamesburg. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you today?
We're good. What's up, dude?
Better till 3 minutes ago.
No desire to go to Mars. No desire. Nothing. How would you be able to go without doing no visits to Citi Field for a full year?
Nah, I couldn't do it.
No visits to Barclays. They're right. Serialistic.
Scott, they would win a championship just to spite him.
Probably.
Guys, before I start, I'm just counting down the days till Evan's book. I cannot wait. I do want to know, Ev, when you're going to announce some book signings for all of your fans to come visit.
I've got news for you, Scott. I can't believe this. Mm-hmm. And this is a true story. I'm not making this up. I got an email earlier today saying, hey, we got great news. We're going to do an audiobook. And I said, oh, that's fantastic. And in the email, they say, would you like to read the audiobook? But you need to audition. So I've got to read a chapter from my book into a microphone and then send it to the publishing company. And then they're going to have to say, you did a good job. You can read your own book. Or they may say, you didn't do a good job.
It's your book.
You can't read your own book.
Shouldn't you get to choose? It's your book.
Apparently, I've got to audition to read my own book. So, I don't know. You want to hear a couple of sentences?
I'm always, Ev, you know I'm always ready.
All right, hold on.
Let's hear it. Practice round?
Yeah,
this
here we go.
Practice. This is practice for his audio book.
This
reading.
Is practicing. Okay, opening Citi Field. Mets 4, Red Sox 3, Red Sox 9, Mets 3, blah, 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 blah. For 2 years while sitting at Shea Stadium, we could look straight into center field and see our future.
I'm a loser.
Citi Field was being built brick by brick right before our eyes. I was in the minority, but I was not looking forward to this monumental change for a few reasons. First was sentimentality.
Nerd alert!
I grew up at Shea, and while it was a dump, it was our dump. How'd that sound, by the way?
That was good.
You like that?
See, if someone... See, let me have that. Let me have that exact thing you were reading.
Yeah, go ahead.
So if you get someone who is...
Don't let Tiki read it. They're going to offer him the job. Right.
No. If you get somebody... Stop, Scott. If you get somebody who's not... you hear the emotion in that. Mm-hmm. This is what they're going to say. For 2 years... While sitting at Shea Stadium, we could look straight ahead into center field and see our future. Citi Field was being built brick by brick right before our eyes. I was in the minority, but I was not looking forward to this monumental change for a few reasons.
That's how a book reader
is going to read it.
All right.
You need to read your own book.
All right. Well, I will audition to read my own book. I
for
can
the
promise you that.
The emotional inflection you just heard.
But thank you, Scott. I'll keep you posted.
And you know I'll be there, Ev. You know I'll be there.
I appreciate it.
I have two things, but really, I saw Evan's Twitter polls today, and I'm going to take the opposite view of Evan in both. And, guys, I know this hurts Evan.
Scott, real quick. I want the audience to know what my Twitter poll was. I have not talked about it on the radio. It's something I put out there this morning, and here's what it says. If the Mets are only willing to sign one of these two players in free agency next year to these contracts, who would you prefer? So I specified a contract.
Soto or Alonso?
Juan Soto, 12 years, $600 million, which is my educated guess on what he's going to get.
Wow.
And Pete Alonso, 7 years, $225. And the results, and a lot of people voted, I appreciate that, was surprising. 57% said Pete Alonso. 43% said Juan Soto. Maybe the contract's a factor. Maybe sentimentality is a factor.
But that's just money.
But those were the results.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
Now, because they want to own their guy. I get it.
Now, you want to comment on that, Scott? Go ahead. I apologize.
No problem. I'm one of the 43%. And I know it's hard. I've been a Met fan since 86. I watched my favorite player ever, Darryl Strawberry, leave without an offer. One of those things we've talked about many times, which having Steve Cohen, hopefully we'll never face that day again, where we don't even offer our best players a contract.
Right.
But here's the reason I prefer Soto. I love Pete. He's been great. But I know he's homegrown. I know it doesn't. Homegrown guys don't fall on trees. But during the 2022 playoff run, when Pete was up, during that stretch run in Atlanta in September, when Pete was coming up that next half inning, I was still concerned. I didn't have that confidence going into that at bat that Pete would come up with a really good at bat.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I love 50 home runs. It's been great. But guys, we know that in the long run, it's going to be that little hit, situational hitting, that's going to put us over the edge in one day again in those big game playoff situations. And I'm afraid. I don't think Alonso is there. And it's like, when we're going to get there, guys, I think Soto puts you in a better position. And you were talking a little bit before, Ev, about San Diego never building that team properly.
Yeah.
You know, I think that when you look at building your team around a power-hitting first baseman, and again, I know, I have confidence Steve's going to spend money. I do not have fear that he's not. But, again, you're going to need to complement each other. And I think with this young talent that we're starting to see come up, and with Nimmo and with all these other guys, I think Soto's the right guy. I'd love to have Pete. We do need power in that lineup.
Scott, here's what's funny. I think that even though the results fell the way they fell among the 7,000 people that voted, I think a lot of it was the contract, and a lot of that was sentimentality towards Pete Alonso. Yes. Because Juan Soto is a great, great baseball player. He has one of the great eyes I've ever seen. And now we're all going to get to see it every single day.
Yeah.
And he's going to put it to good use because the Yankees are probably going to hit him second. And he is going to constantly get on base in front of Aaron Judge. So I don't think there's any debate in terms of who the better player is. I think what makes it interesting is A, the sentimentality, and then B, the amount of money. Because Steve Cohen, as much as we've painted him as this deity, Steve Cohen has a limit.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I can get Pete Alonso at 7 years, 225 versus Juan Soto at 12 years, 600, I probably can also do a lot more.
Right.
And add a lot more players. So if this turns into Pete Alonso and Shane Bieber, Pete Alonso and Corbin Burns versus Juan Soto and not much else, it sort of changes the equation.
Yeah,
a little bit.
The incremental team build that you can do by just signing Pete Alonso. Not that I'm saying that that's a minimal, but compared to Juan Soto, it's minimalized money-wise.
But what scares me is that I believe that we are now being presented with this choice, and that next year in free agency, and it sucks talking about free agency.
I think that's real.
What is real?
That it's going to be a choice.
I agree it's going to be a choice, and that paints us into this corner when I think the vision was, why not both? Like, can you imagine a lineup of Pete Alonso as your fearsome slugger in the middle?
Don't worry, you'll get a preview of it this year.
Preview of what?
Fearsome slugger in your lineup.
Well, I got
Aaron
the fierce
Judge with Juan Soto.
I get that. It's so funny. I get that.
But it's true. It's true. It's what you're talking about.
I know.
You're going to see it with the Yankees. So just watch the Yankees.
I'm going to watch plenty of the New York Yankees. And I'm going to try not to covet your guy, because the way I look at free agency, and look, right now it's the middle of February, and Juan Soto just got to camp, and Pete Alonso just got to camp, and they were both asked about their contracts. And actually, coming up in a few minutes, we will listen to some real quick clips from both guys, and then Tiki will interpret what he takes from it, if those guys are interested in saying, or if they were just giving us lip service. So we'll have a Soto-Alonso comparison. But once spring training really starts, and once the season starts, I don't want to think about next year.
No.
I don't want to think about next year as a Met fan, and I'm sure as Yankee fans, you don't want to think about next year either. I want to think about this season. Obviously, next year is going to be a crazy offseason in which our futures, the Mets and the Yankees, are going to intersect. And I understand that, and I appreciate that. But I don't like thinking about off seasons in the middle of seasons. It's never been my thing as a fan.
Right. That's why most players don't want to talk about their contracts in the middle of season.
And they won't. It's more now.
Yeah.
Like in February and March, it's a little bit different.
But we haven't heard that from Pete yet.
What he was? What do you mean we haven't heard it? They spent 20 minutes pounding him with questions about his contract.
No. That I'm not talking contract during the season.
He hasn't done that.
He has not.
Pete actually did the opposite.
Yes.
He said, sure, I'll talk.
Yeah, whatever. Let's chat.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.